I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World with two demonstration stories for you. First, student protest leaders in Hong Kong say they're sorry. This after they called on demonstrators to take bold action by blocking government headquarters. And that led to violent clashes today between security forces and protesters. Several dozen people were injured and dozens more were arrested. Ilaria Maria Sala is a Hong Kong-based journalist with the Italian newspaper La Stampa. She says the leaders of the student group Scholarism acknowledge that their call for escalation backfired, but as one of them made clear today, that does not mean they're backing down.
Tonight, Joshua Wong said, "We have tried everything. One thing we haven't tried yet is hunger strike. Myself," meaning Joshua Wong, "and two other students from Scholarism will go on an undetermined hunger strike until CY Leung," that's Hong Kong's chief executive, "will accept to talk to us and open the dialogue again."
So this sounds like facing failing strategies that they've tried already, kind of a last-ditch effort to keep the pro-democracy protest going. What do you make of this strategy?
As the protests drag on, the support the students have for this type of protest is dwindling. However, the goal is still something that the majority of the Hong Kong population is very clear about and still supports entirely, and that is real universal suffrage. So what the students have been knowing for quite a while is that they need to change tactics, because what they have tried so far has not managed to move the government.
Yeah, but Joshua Wong is asking the students not to eat. I mean, have you spoken with any of the students? What is their reaction to that?
Only three people, Joshua Wong himself and two other people who have joined him. So it's been these three students' decision, and they're not asking anyone else to join them.
Will that influence anybody in a position of power in Hong Kong?
Bear in mind that the students who have volunteered for this hunger strike, that the three students, one is 18 and the other two are 17, if I get this correct. Mm. So we're talking about very young people who somehow are putting themselves forward as sacrificial lambs. So for sure there will be a reaction in public opinion. I have no way of knowing whether this will also extend to the government, which has been in turn paternalistic and in turn completely indifferent to whatever it is that is happening.
Ilaria, there are two student groups involved in these protests. Is there a sense of cohesion that you're getting from these two groups? And are the protesters all kind of in agreement on which way forward?
Among the students themselves, there seems to be quite a lot of cohesion. You have some more independent-minded groups that have at times been more radical, more forceful, more willing to have open confrontations with the police. And tonight, for example, they were not very pleased with the students. The students were apologizing profusely, and some of the more radical people who have been joining were a bit upset at them, saying, "You apologize now, but it's us who was being beaten up by the police." So yes, of course, there are divisions. Also, there used to be at one point quite a strong participation from this other group, which is called Occupy Central with Love and Peace. Mm. And this was presided by Benny Tai, who's a law professor, another professor, and a pastor. And the three of them have eclipsed themselves quite a bit. But it is a leaderless movement. So, of course, it has all the difficulties that you may imagine can come from a movement of this sort.
Reporter Ilaria Maria Sala with the Italian newspaper La Stampa speaking with me from Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.